World War 0.5? This July marks 250 years since a handful of upstart American colonies declared independence from Britain. A war was fought, as we all know, and almost immediately after it was over, historian Richard Bell asserts in his book, The American Revolution and the Fate of the World, a collective amnesia took hold. The preference for historians and Americans alike was to tell a simple story, one in which plucky homegrown heroes faced down all the king's horses and all the king's men, all on their own. The truth is, Bell says, the country's founding required a world war in all but name. The transnational nature of the conflict can't be understated, he goes on. Its reach was felt far and wide, so much so that it is not an exaggeration to say that the American Revolution set much of the world as we know it in motion, to the delight of some and the horror of others, namely indigenous and enslaved peoples. Big pictures and little pictures. To get that immensity, Bell advances seven core arguments that encompass migration, the war's human cost, the improbability of its outcome, naval power, trade, imperial crackdowns in other colonies, and the spread of liberty. He then filters it through individual experience. Molly Brandt, for instance, a Mohawk woman who worked as a broker, spy, and refugee camp coordinator. It's a crackerjack way to illustrate the heart of the conflict and its scope. Bell sometimes strains to make revolutionary connections, most particularly in the implication that America's refusal to allow Britain to send homegrown prisoners to its shores was the reason Australia became a penal colony. The truth, Bell does admit, is that none of Britain's colonies wanted its prisoners, the number of which had reached critical proportions. Despite that, Bell, who is British by birth but an American by choice, is an apt guide for readers revisiting the shot heard round the world and its ramifications. Vocabulary focus. Opus. Truncate. Rash. Glaring. Amnesia. Plucky. Homegrown. Face somebody down. Transnational.